Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I just want to take a moment to highlight the many, many accomplishments we have secured in this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Half of Americans are now worried about affording power.
Murders and other violent crimes rose sharply in cities across the country.
Total number of migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border passed 2 million in a single fiscal year.
You can't ignore that everything costs more than it did last year.
In this chamber under Democratic leadership.
Applaud, everyone! Applaud sarcastically!
No, that sounds too sincere. Slow clap. There we go. Nice and condescending.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
Candy. Hello.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you kidding? It's no. Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you're entitled to just go around to people's homes and bilk them out of candy.
Are you kidding?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Halloween's coming. You know what scares me the most? Fauci trying to engineer another scam panic lockdown in time for the midterms. This, you know, what BS? Does this guy ever tell the truth? And now he's complaining that his comments are being taken out of context. Okay, that's the problem here. Play that cut. Cut 24, Taylor.
Really unfortunate that that's the world in which we live, in that it's a bunch of sound bites that sometimes get cut in half and get misinterpreted. It isn't always that we get the opportunity of the audience that's listening now that listens to all of the nuances that we're talking about. But what almost certainly will happen is that someone will take a clip of our conversation now and distort it.
So he got in two Democrat talking points, taken out of context and nuance. Nuance is the word of the week for the Democrats. Everything is, you know, when I said that you didn't need to wear a mask, that was nuanced. When I said the vaccines would work, they didn't take the nuance. I meant it would work if you weren't going to get sick in the first place. And you weren't going to develop no clots in your bloodstreams. Then it worked. What a jerk. I can't wait. If for no other reason, there's a million reasons to vote Republican to take over Congress, but one of the main ones is so that this guy is going to have to resign and flee so he doesn't have to undergo the swearing in so that he can be questioned under oath by Senator Rand Paul or the people on the House side. Get rid of this guy. How can we miss him when he won't go away? Time now for the chump line.
No one has with a fight except the Chinese, Russians, Saudis. No joke.
The Venezuelans, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Syria. Other than that, nobody bleeps with the Bidens.
If it ain't broke, Biden's gonna fix it.
There are a lot of old sayings that he never heard, and that's another one that he never heard. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie.
The FBI is now going to try their hands at gardening since they were able to successfully plant so many things at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Is anybody buying the story about Hunter Biden is in criminal jeopardy? I mean, it's in the Washington Post. I mean, that's problem number one. And his lawyer says, you know, it's a crime to leak privileged grand jury information to the public. Not if you're a Republican. It may be a crime if you're a Democrat, but it's standard operating procedure to leak anything, even if you just made it up to a Democrat stenographer with a press pass. And you know what? If the FBI won't leak it, the Democrat stenographer with a press pass will just make it up.
For his sake, I hope Tony Bobulinski has his tax returns in order.
I think everybody was thinking that when they watched him on TV the other night, you know? And I think Tucker actually asked him, do you feel safe? And, you know, sometimes you're so far out in the open that they can't afford to do anything about you. Or you used to say that before the epidemic of Arkansides back in the 90s.
Well, I don't know what it means to bleep with a Biden, but I do understand that Biden is certainly bleeping with us.
Boy, you ain't kidding. And he's getting away with it, too. And they're cheering him on. The blue check marks, the Democrats in the media, they're all Democrats in the media just about, they were saying, oh, wow, he's such a tough guy. Really? He's a tough guy. You see him, you got to see him tonight backing away from the press at the White House, just like he's a lion tamer. And he dropped his whip or his sidearm, and he's just trying to get out of the cage. He's backing up. And it's just, again, it's all these cheerleaders in the press corps. It's not like there's any tough guys or tough questioners that are interrogating him. But he's still scared, witless. Of course, he never had the wits to lose.
For all that.
That's the wrong word, witless.
For all that hatred they have towards petroleum products, isn't it odd that they rely on gaslighting in Washington?
Yeah, that's a phrase from an old movie. Gaslighting. Yeah, they are gaslighting. That means lying through your teeth. That's what they, you're right, that's what they do. They rely on fossil fuels to lie.
The Saudis are a piranha state because they used a saw to cut OPEC oil production to the bone.
Anything you want to make up and put into his mouth, it could be true, including that last contribution.
If you're running for the Senate, but you don't know where the Senate is, then you might be a goiter neck. If you think the Eagles are going to beat the Eagles, you might be a goiter neck. If you speak worse than Joe Biden, then you might be a goiter neck.
That's a reference to John Fetterman and his twin. It's on the back of his neck. It's almost as large as his head. It's goiter neck. He's registered to vote in both Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh, and Scranton, and Wilkes-Barre.
Calling Biden a stooge is showing disrespect to Mull, Larry, and Curly.
And Shemp. It's also disrespectful to Shemp, as weak as he was as a replacement for Curly.
I'd even go so far as Curly Joe Derita.
I would. You know what? You're absolutely correct.
Welcome back to the Howie Karchef Show. Timor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you plan to vote for Vladimir Putin in 2024?
Of course I will. I don't want him to make me a member of Mar-a-Lago.
That was pretty weak till the very end. Get that gulag, gulago.
When I get old and I'm losing my mind, I run for president. No one understands a single thing I say. Watch my brain, it's melting away.
This is an all Biden chump line today, just about.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can always call and leave a message between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second batch of Chump Line messages, we have one every evening. It's posted around 7 o'clock weeknights, and it's called Chopped Chumps, and those are all the messages that are left over from the first Chump Line of the day. Chopped Chumps. Get them wherever you get it, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
For his sake, I hope Tony Bobulinski has his tax returns in order.
Yeah, he better. That's for sure. I got a feeling he hasn't been making a lot of money these last few years, you know. They have a way of shutting you down in whatever way is going to hurt you the most. It's a function, a feature of the deep state. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
(844) 500-4242-919 says, outstanding chump line today. It was all Brandon all the time. It was a good chump line, no doubt about it. 844-500-4242. 781, Biden should probably keep walking out of rooms backwards. People are angry, and it won't get better between the gas and the heating oil prices. Yeah, there's an old country song, just walk out backwards, so I'll think you're walking in. I don't think any of us want Biden walking in. That song I don't think applies. I'll think of another country song that applies. I think How Can We Miss You When You Won't Go Away is the first one that comes to mind. If you're ever in Fort Worth, look me down. There's another one. If you're ever in anywhere, look me down, Brandon. All right. Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Goal. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who do you think sabotaged Russia's Nord Stream pipelines? Russia, the U.S., U.S. proxies, or Smirsch, Spectre, and or Chaos?
Missed it by that much.
I'm voting for U.S.
39% say the U.S., 31% say proxies, 18% for Russia, and 13% for the fictitious groups Smirsch, Spectre, and or Chaos.
Okay. Speaking of the deep state correspondents, did you see Jim Sciutto? He's one of the real deep state. He used to work for Barack Obama. Then he became a quote-unquote journalist at CNN. And now he's taking some time off for personal reasons. He apparently went to Ukraine to report on the war. And then he came back and he flew into Amsterdam with a producer and suffered a mysterious fall. And now he's left the network for personal reasons. I don't know if he'll be back or he's going to join Cuomo, Zucker, Tubin, Stelter, Hayward. and Haywood, all the rest of these nitwits. He's a really loathsome character, and he's just total deep state. Just you know, he takes handouts from his former employers. CNN is the same as the deep state. His current employers as well. By the way, did you see that the SUV carrying Kamala Harris crashed the other day in D.C.? I guess they kind of tried to cover it up for a little while.
Would they let her take the wheel?
I don't think so. There was the one car crash on a closed roadway, which the Secret Service initially lied and said it was a mechanical failure, according to a report. It was a Monday morning crash, and what they did is apparently
this administration really could screw up a one car funeral.
I guess they could. The SUV carrying Harris hit a curb of a tunnel, with such force that the tire had to be replaced. Everybody's seen that happen, but you got to be going pretty fast to wreck the tire. The vice president was moved to another vehicle in the motorcade to reach the White House. The electronic alert to leadership attributed to a mechanical failure rather than a driver error by the Secret Service agent. So, meanwhile, the mayor of New Orleans, the one that was nailed for upgrading $30,000 worth of flights to first class, even though she's not allowed to under the city code or the city charter, she has now decided to repay the money after a review. And by the way, she decided to repay the money after a new scandal erupted. Apparently, she's been living in an apartment, a city-owned apartment in the French Quarter on the arm for over a year. Now there's going to be no rent has been paid on the apartment from September of last year to July of this year. She also allegedly used the city employee to do some maintenance work in the apartment. She said she had to take the upgrade to first class because it's unsafe for black women to travel on planes. Don't ask me. I'm just telling you what she said. So there's a transgender charity, allegedly, in the UK. It's called Mermaids. And it's a really sinister organization.
It is ma'am.
I thought mermaids were female. I thought they were birthing people. I didn't know there were any male mermaids. I don't know.
Isn't mermaid kind of anti-PC?
But that's the name of it's a UK trans charity / advocacy group. And they've started out, the first story about them appeared in the London Telegraph, one of the Tory papers. It says that they've been sending out breast binders to teen girls as young as 13. Think about that. I mean, you don't know, you've never heard it. I never heard of it, but you kind of know
immediately.
This
isn't breast binders like binders full of women. This
No.
Literal physical
I'll read you the
binding
definition.
Of the breast.
Chest binding has been described by parent groups as a form of self-harm, and it can cause breathing difficulties, chronic back pain, changes to the spine, and broken ribs. I guess it's better than a mastectomy, but it's pretty horrible nonetheless. So now it turns out that this one of the guys who's running it, one of the trustees, is a guy named Jacob Breslow. And he had previously spoken at a conference put on by a pro-pedophilia group. And he was saying that pedophilia is not that bad. This is the guy who's running this group. And he doesn't call it pedophilia, of course, because that's pejorative, you know? That's giving people a bad... That's cratering their self-esteem. So they should be called minor attraction. He's out. He's gone. Breastbinding continues. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half, I repeat, half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We still have some Barley Neck Inn gift certificates, $100 gift certificates for $50. This is a great restaurant. It's been hailed by Yankee Magazine, The Globe, and USA Today as one of the best restaurants on Cape Cod. It's in Orleans on the way to the Nauset Beach, and which is on the Cape Cod National Seashore. It's a great, great place, and I recommend it highly. So we got a few of those gift certificates left. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store, and you're there. You also should check out Emma Foley's column today on this ruling on polygamy in New York City. I mean, you know, we all knew it was coming. First, they only wanted civil unions. Then they said, oh, all we want is marriage. Now we have polygamy. A court decision in New York State. This guy who was married to another guy was living with his boyfriend. The guy who has the lease, the rent-controlled apartment, dies. So the boyfriend in the love nest, as they used to call him, says, well, I want to keep living here. And the landlord says, you have no connection to this guy. You were living here. You were flopping. Oh, no, we used to go out for cocktails together. And the judge let him stay in the apartment. You know, it's everybody. You could see this one coming from a mile away, you know. And every if you said anything, they said you were a homophobe, you were a transphobe. And if, God forbid, you ever said, you know, what's coming next, an end to the statutes of limitations, like don't call pedophiles or pederasts, pedophiles or pederasts, call them minor attracted people. Bestiality, is that in the works? But anyway, Emma hits a lot of those issues and tells you about this court case.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Oh, boy. But you can read about it at HowieCarsShow.com, HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. And by the way, we have another contest going. I'm giving my most loyal listeners a chance to win a Gen 40 infrared heater from Eden Pure every week during October. All you have to do to enter is to subscribe to the Howie Carr Show email list. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, click the Gen 21 sign up and win banner. And that, you can get that when you're getting your Barley Neck Inn gift certificates or reading Emma's column or my Howie's homework, whatever you have reason for. Enter your email address and you're entered to win this extremely efficient and stylish heater from Eden Pure. And you're going to need it more than ever now with the price of fuel oil going up 2-3 times a day, as we're hearing just now. It's getting out of control. It's getting worse and worse. So the randomly selected winner will be announced every Friday in October, so make sure you are listening.
But wait, Howie, there's more. If you go to your Twitter, at Howie Carr Show, you can, and Facebook, you can see the video that Emma put together of her interviewing students on the UMass Boston's campus, asking them who the governor of the state is, if they're voting for, if they're voting in the upcoming election.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's all there.
Oh, that's
there.
Good. That's good. Is it the audio was good enough, but now we have video of the actual incidents.
Great. You can see how dumb these people actually look.
I tried to give her some advice. You know, always get one with blue hair. Always get somebody wearing a cap. Get someone with no teeth. You know, a squirrely looking beard doesn't hurt either. You know, you got to have a mix. It's like getting it's sort of like ordering a dozen donuts, you know.
And we may have some fresh audio tomorrow. Emma was out and about today on Boston Common, and she was asking the question, who's going to be paying for student debt?
Oh, that's a really good question. Oh, I look forward to that. Okay, that sounds good. All right, so that's we have something to look forward to. And check out, where is it? So you can get it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yep.
last week's from UMass Boston.
Correct, the video.
844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good afternoon, Captain. Hey, can you see if you can you get the sound of crickets drop ready? We're going to need that for this one. So, you know that the young Kurdish woman, 22 years old, that was beaten to death for not wearing a hijab address 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, there are literally this has been going on for almost 3 weeks now. I mean, they're saying like 30 or 40 people have been killed, mostly young women and students. It's probably 10 times that amount. And, you know, they're chanting death to the dictator. I mean, they're burning the headscarves isn't it so wonderful to see the left-wing Me Too feminists, you know, joining in the protests for these young women fighting for their lives?
Here's where we put in the crickets, right, Baxter?
There you go. Hit the crickets right now, Howie, please. Thank you.
Has AOC spoken out about that? She wants to get the illegal aliens out of her district in the East Bronx, out of that park, and onto some island where they'd apparently have to swim to get back into her district. But no, she has nothing to say about the Iranian feminist protests against the mullah. The Democrats love the Iranians, you know. I mean, Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran, you know,
and wants a nuke deal.
Right. The Russians, which we're trying to overthrow the Russian government, and you know, we may be blowing up their pipeline to Europe, but you know, we were until very recently, the Russians were acting as kind of our proxy in these Iranian nuclear deals. And I guess they've been put on hold temporarily. But, you know, I mean, again, Obama, and this in many ways is Obama's third administration, he loved the Iranians. He delivered them pallets of cash. They freed up the billions of dollars that had been frozen since in their assets since the mullah overthrew the Shah back in 1980. Thanks for the call, Baxter. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
Howie, I want to get a quick clarification. Your caller who said that he worked for, was it for a gas station where they got three?
No, he worked for a fuel oil company.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So a couple of items about this skyrocketing fuel oil and gas prices. First of all, it is doing absolutely nothing for the environment. That we are paying so much more accomplishes absolutely nothing for the planet. Let's put that out there. And the other thing is that, yeah, you're right that it affects the middle class and maybe they want to harm the middle class, but most of all, it impacts the most financially vulnerable, those people that Democrats actually claim to stand up for, that they're going to suffer the most with all of this.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And again, even if they crush supply and demand in the United States of America, the majority now, or close to a majority of the carbon emissions, I mean, whether they do anything to the climate or not, and I rather doubt it, compared to, again, as I said yesterday, sunspots or volcanoes, most of the emissions now are coming from other countries, from the third world, particularly China and India. So even if we have to suffer through the cold and the dark, it's not going to have any impact. And, you know, so we're now, instead of drilling for oil and gas on our own land and then putting it in our own pipelines to go to refineries or power companies, we are having to import it from across the sea. What's the carbon footprint of having to import it from across oceans? You know, from the Mid East or from Venezuela? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And they can't explain it. It's a disaster. It's a self-inflicted disaster. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. There's a couple of things I want to say, but we can agree that we're both Republicans, correct?
Well, I'm actually unenrolled, but go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, the whole thing when they canceled the pipeline, okay, that was the Democrats canceled the pipeline, and that was union jobs, right?
Correct. Not only was it union jobs, Dan. A lot of those union jobs were the Laborers International, and Marty Walsh, the Secretary of Labor, former Mayor of Boston, was an official in the Laborers International unit. His boss cut the throats of thousands of his brother union members on the day he was sworn into office.
And then you had the pipe fitters as well.
Right.
Yeah, and same thing with the oil rig jobs, union jobs again.
Right. These are good jobs and good wages, as Mike Dukakis used to say. And they kept the energy in the United States of America. And we're dealing here with countries that don't like us. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia does business with us, and, you know, they're nominal allies. But all the people who bombed, most of the people who bombed the skyscrapers, the Pentagon on 9/11, they were Saudis. You know, the Saudis promote a radical form of a Sunni Muslim religion in the West, and the Wahhabi sect, it's called. And, you know, why are we giving them money when we don't have to give them money? Because we have as much oil as they do. It's just that we have these nuts who don't want to drill it. 844-500-4242. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Howie, this is Jeff up in Maine. I had a friend of mine. He was telling me that these tankers coming from across the way there are burning 2,000 gallons an hour of dirty fuel to bring us dirty oil.
Right, I've heard the same thing. I didn't know what the numbers are, but think of how big those tankers are. You know, you've seen them, if not in person, you've seen them on TV. I mean, think about how much oil they have to burn. It's insane.
And the carbon footprint or whatever you want to call it that they're putting out is and plus they're bringing dirty oil, not the clean oil that we produce in this country.
Right. Yeah. I know it. I just keep repeating myself, but it makes no sense. This and that's why I say it's a religion, because if you were dealing with rational thought, and just like Joe Biden yesterday, well, the best thing about the hurricane is that it shut down any discussion of whether there's climate change. Well, you know, does science want to shut down discussion about what's right or wrong? And does he really believe that the it's settled science? Does he really believe that hurricanes are worse than they've ever been before? And if they are worse than they've ever been before in Florida, is it perhaps because there's so many more people that are living in Florida? And in recent years, the number has skyrocketed even more than it has in previous recent decades, because an ever-increasing number of people are trying to flee the wreckage of that the Democrat Party has created in these northern states, like New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, New Jersey, all of them. They're all shells, husks of what they used to be. They're hollowed out. Just the working class has been replaced by the non-working class in all these states. And the Democrats love it. They're all in on it because they can control the non-working classes. Just give them more welfare, more public housing, more free medical care, more interpreters. 844-500-4242. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year. And HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer with mouthwatering recipes delivered right to my door. Everyone is looking to save money these days, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. In fact, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout. You don't have to tip when the HelloFresh box arrives. It's just dropped at your door. There's just another money savings that I thought of. Hosting has never been easier either. Whether I'm hosting a small barbecue for the baseball playoffs, oh, that's right, the Red Sox were eliminated last night, or getting ready for the NFL playoffs, oh, that's right, the Patriots aren't going to make it either this year. I'm sorry. Celebrating Oktoberfest or just gathering with the friends, fall flavors
or
from
just
Hello.
Just cheering up your friends because all of your sports teams have failed you. HelloFresh is there for you.
That's right. The Patriots and the Red Sox have let you down, but HelloFresh will never let you down. Fall flavors from HelloFresh Markets has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more available for a limited time this season. And the guy, the delivery man from HelloFresh, unlike Mac Jones, he never gets a high ankle sprain and has to go on injured reserve. Big news, HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes made without animal products of any kind on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. You can try dishes you never had the courage to make, like trout. They'll turn out fine. You can try dishes you never liked because your mother or your aunt, in my case, wrecked them, like pork chops. Everything is great with HelloFresh. Give old dishes a try. Take a chance. You're never going to go wrong. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off. Plus, you'll get free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Does Fauci have any regrets? Yes, he's got a few. Very few. Very few. He did an interview with some Democrat stenographer with a press pass from the Washington Post. And, of course, the guy was genuflecting and bowing and scraping and making the sign of the cross before he asked him a question because he's in the presence, not of a saint, but of a deity. God Anthony Fauci. So,
regrets, I've had a few.
Cut 23.
Having lived through more than 2 years of intense scrutiny, is there anything you wish you had done
intense
or
scrutiny.
Said differently,
who was
particularly given the climate that you just mentioned with social media?
Why don't you kiss his rear end a little more?
You know,
more, reporter?
The answer is yes, Dan. I mean, my goodness, no one's perfect. Certainly I am not. When I go back in the early months, I probably should have tried to be much, much more careful in getting the message to repeat the uncertainty of what we're going through. I tried that. I mean, you remember some of the famous quotes that get thrown back at me when I said, at this particular time, we should not necessarily do anything different. That's when there was like five cases.
How about when you said we don't need masks?
But then,
and then you
said
we need a mask, and then you said
I
we need two masks.
It was
how about that? And how about when
however,
you said that if
comma,
you got a shot, you wouldn't get COVID,
rapidly,
and then you got a shot and you got COVID?
Prepared. When the
ditto
only thing
Brandon.
That's thrown back at you is, oh well, you said back then we didn't really need to change anything that we.
No,
were
you
doing.
Said we didn't need masks. Well, why don't
fact,
you go over the stuff you really
true.
Said?
But if you wanted to say, if we knew then that this virus under the radar screen was transmitting in a way that was not fully appreciated.
Are you sorry that
and
you gave all the money to
said,
China
hey, you know,
for a gain of function
country,
research which produced
we need
this?
To shut down. People would have looked at us like we were
are
crazy.
Are you sorry about that? Do you
but
have
yet
any regrets?
Again, maybe that was the
let
right
me hear 25
back then.
I can't take any more of that
maybe.
Part. Let's hear
him
talking about
up.
Halloween. Cut 25.
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
All right, you're a doctor. What is the healthiest candy I can get?
A God, what a jerk. Just go away. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And if you do stay here, we've got a subpoena for you on November the 9th from the new chairman of some committee, and his name is Rand Paul, MD. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.